listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Instinct Reclaimed Sanctuary Sessions with Christina Elliott.
Christina Elliott.
Live from ChristinaElliott.org.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Instinct Reclaimed
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
All right, welcome everyone to the premiere of Instinct Reclaimed Sanctuary Sessions. I'm your host, Christina Elliott. It is such a pleasure to be here. We will be taking a caller in a short moment. I just kind of wanted to give you a little introduction as to who I am. I am a psychic medium. I can connect with your pets or people that are on the other side. I can also connect to your guides or my guides if you need some guidance in your own life. I do have my survival to soul framework. So if the callers that choose to come through tonight are interested in kind of reclaiming their own life, getting out of survival mode and moving into a soul-led life that you came here to do, we can talk about that as well. But for the most part, you can always check me out. I have my Facebook page, Christina Elliott Psychic Medium. There's also my website, ChristinaElliott.org. Just kind of waiting for the caller. Sorry, I'm new at this, so you got to bear with me the first night while I futz around a little bit. I've been doing this for not a very long time, actually. I decided to pursue this full time earlier this year, and I'm loving every minute of it. It's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm just grateful to be here. Let's see. While we wait, let's just kind of draw a card here for the universe and see how we can all expect the evening to go for us. I know the veil is extra thin this time of year, which is wonderful because spirit's very active and they love to participate with us. And here we go. We have the eel and the iris for safety, which is interesting because we all want to feel safe, right? And that's really what my survival to soul pyramid stuff is all about. You can check that out in full detail on my website, ChristinaElliott.com, .org. And now we will just go ahead to a caller. We have Angelica in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Angelica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. What can I help you with today?
I was just wondering I guess how the rest of this year is going to be playing out for me. What spirit has to say.
All right. One moment. Let me connect.
All right. Thank you.
I feel like you're struggling maybe with a little bit of your career or job. You don't really, I feel like you're not enjoying where you are as much. You're maybe having a little bit of financial struggles, and that's concerning you as you move towards the end of this year. Am I on the right track for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just want to clarify. So what spirit's telling me, you should really start to look at new career opportunities. Were you passed up for a recent promotion within your current organization, or is there a promotion that you're interested in within your organization?
I actually passed up even trying to go for the promotion. I wanted my friend to just take it. I didn't want to get myself entangled more.
Well, that was very thoughtful. You clearly, you put other people first a lot, but In order for you to start thriving in your life and having the life you came here to lead, you need to start putting Angelica first. So, and it's a very hard thing. Because in our society, we are not encouraged to put ourselves first. We're always told to take care of other people, put yourself last, whatever. You know, I'm sure we've all heard a bazillion different versions of, you know, how we're supposed to behave and relate to other people. You have to put yourself. I feel it might be a good idea for you to start looking outside of your organization. You might be better off not having as many ties to the people that you work with. And I'm not trying to sound mean or abrasive, but one way to get what we want is to take it. Have to take it. And you did such a beautiful thing for your friend that also wanted the position, but now it's your turn. So it's your turn to find out what your soul is calling you to do. Are you in a career that you enjoy?
I am. And I finally have been putting that more front and center and putting myself out there. And it's been actually going really well.
Perfect. You need to keep doing that, but I'm sensing you have a little bit of distrust in yourself. You have, I don't know if distrust is the right word. You have negative thoughts about yourself. You question your ability to do a good job, things like that. Stop doing it. Mm-hmm. I can tell you're amazing at what you do. Other people find you're amazing at what you do. That's why you were offered the promotion. But now you have to catch up and think of yourself how other people think of you and see you. They value you. Maybe not everyone. I mean, you know, your family, your friend. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our careers and the people we work with value us also. Sometimes they don't. It just depends on who we are and where we are. But what I'm seeing for you is you are valued. And I feel that if you look outside the organization, you can find something a little quicker instead of waiting for something else to open up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like there's not a lot positions available within your current organization at the moment. That's not to say you shouldn't keep looking, because the information I give you is only as good as your free will choice, you know? So if you really feel connected to the organization you're working with, then you definitely want to stay with them. I just see that there are additional opportunities for you, or more opportunities for you, if you escape that place. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting I use the word escape. I feel that the,
I think that all the time.
I think you're ready to escape, actually. I think it's time for you to turn over a new leaf, look for something bigger and better. If you're not already in a leadership position, I would suggest you start looking for a leadership role, and that will kind of help bump your finances up a little bit as well. Don't settle. You have to be your own cheerleader. You have to be the most important person in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of working towards being my own boss.
Well, if that's where you want to go, go there. I love it when people want to do their own thing, because you're recognizing that working for someone else isn't feeding your soul. And that's where we want to get out. Do you have ideas about what you want to do, or you're not certain what kind of path you would want for your own business?
No, I'm absolutely certain now. And I can't believe I finally figured it out. And I'm like, I'm not that old, I guess, but I'm glad I figured it out when I did.
I think that's amazing. Are you concerned with finances at the moment in terms of getting this up and running?
Yeah, I would say that for sure, to a degree, because I mean, I feel like I have everything I need. It's just learning how to utilize what I have instead of just spending.
Yes, I like that. I like that a lot, because you're aware of what you, not only are you aware of what you want, but you're aware of what you need, which is like step one in reclaiming your life. You know, and I see this business for you. This is something you could start like start up while you're still working in your current position, correct?
Yeah, I already have.
Good. Keep doing that. I feel like you're not marketing yourself or putting yourself out there in the right areas, if at all. Have you marketed yourself yet? I don't feel like you have, aside from just telling some people about what you have going on.
No, I have been, but it's so new still. Like, I mean, I think it's been less than like a month or a little bit over a month maybe that I've been, but it seems to like keep growing and growing. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Good. That's perfect. What about the growth are you concerned with, right? I felt there was a little hesitation in how quickly it's growing. Is that giving you a little bit of
it
fear?
I have a lot of things. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just how busy and booked up things are already happening, but I know it's going to happen.
Perfect. That's all you need. You need to know.
Yeah. I know. I just want to grow more.
And that's what you came here to do. That's what every person came here to do, is to live a life that's theirs. And so the fact that you're reclaiming it already and identifying that where you're currently at with your job or your career is not where your soul wants you to be. So do you have you developed a plan in your head about what your steps are in order to kind of move into the new business full time and leave your current position?
Well, not 100% yet, because I'm just like unsure of how to like really get it to where it's steady. And I don't know.
You work a full-time job, correct? Right now?
Yeah.
I would suggest blocking off, if you can, maybe taking days off early to maybe just kind of give yourself more of your private appointments or your own business the attention it needs. We have about a minute left. One of the things I feel that can help with that, if you go to my website, ChristinaElliott.org, I have my Survival to Soul Pyramids on there. Go ahead and take a look at those and read the descriptions. And it kind of helps you. And I feel like you're already on the soul level pyramid, which you'll see on the website is the green pyramid, which is the good pyramid. Mm-hmm. You're already ready to leave your soul-led life. And just kind of follow those steps, and that'll get you interested in yourself again. You'll get you interested in putting yourself first, and just you can still be compassionate and caring for other people in your life without overlooking yourself. So,
yeah. Wow.
We're almost out of time. You are so welcome. I wish I could keep talking to you and really like help guide you more, but I know
it's all right. Thank you.
Feel free to call in again next week. We'll be back 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Time. And I just want to thank everyone and Angelica for calling in and for watching tonight. If anyone would like to schedule a private session with me, visit my website at ChristinaElliott.org, and we can communicate through there and get you set up with something. All of you have a wonderful evening, and I appreciate everyone so much. Thank you.